I tend to look at what we do as painting brush strokes across the land.
You know, a trail is a place to get from point A to point B, but there's an experience of getting through that terrain that's also important. So Avery was out, his first trail job, and that was not an easy one to get into. Packed him in over a 5,000 foot pass.
And this was 16 days after a C-section.
The connection that I have with nature today largely started from those early times.
In 2008, I think we had one job. It was like, are we gonna get to work? And then that was a summer too that Avery was there, but he was sort of cracking that summer.
There are a lot of examples where I can see myself and my own worldly problems dramatically diminish when I am outside.
Nature is such a powerful healer. We treasure the natural world and want to maintain and enhance that so that future generations have access to all of this. That's plenty for me to be motivated by.
That was a clip from Twin Oaks, which we'll be screening at the Gorge Impact Film Festival. Welcome to Words and Pictures, the show about the narrative arts. I'm your host, S.W. Conser. And today we're talking about a new film festival based here in the Pacific Northwest. It's called the Gorge Impact Film Festival, after the Columbia Gorge that runs between Oregon and Washington. And joining us today are three of the organizers and filmmakers involved in the festival. Alan Hickenbottom is a writer, illustrator, and entrepreneur who's worked in renewable energy as well as nonprofit arts and environmental organizations. Leith Gaines is an arts administrator and producer who's worked as director of arts in education of the Gorge. And Sean O'Connor is a photographer, media educator, and Emmy Award-winning visual storyteller whose work has appeared on PBS, among other places. Welcome to Words and Pictures, everybody.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Great to be here.
So, Alan, this is the first year for the Gorge Impact Film Festival. Tell us about the focus of this one-day event. What sets it apart from the other regional festivals?
I guess we might like to think it's the most important question of our time. As we got together and started talking about a festival and what it should be about, this question sort of popped up. And the tagline of the question we ask is, how does humanity find joy, hope, and optimism on a changed planet? You know, climate change is real. It's definitely having an effect. But we needed to get past the doom and gloom. The planet's not going anywhere, neither are we. So what do we do? You know, giving up isn't an option. So we wanted to search out those stories that would help folks look to the future. Certainly we need to keep working on climate change, but it would appear that the effects are with us and will be with us, among the other effects that, you know, humans have on the planet. But what is the way forward? So that was, that's mine. I'd love to hear Leith and Sean's take on that.
Well, I would only add that the environmental piece is obviously the main push in terms of when people think about how our planet is changing. But I think we also really want content about how people are dealing with racism and LGBTQ issues and how nature and the earth are part of healing and giving joy and hope and optimism as we move forward in dealing with human issues and population growth and food sources and all those things as well, that it's all interconnected. And how do we, what are the stories that people can share about what they're doing about that in a positive way?
Yeah. And for me, you know, I've spent the last 20 years dedicating a career to understanding the science of storytelling and how it can bring audiences from an insight to an action. And through that, I've been able to build this incredible network of other storytellers that really understand that there is a science behind it and that these films are more than just watching a movie. You know, they're conversation starters. They have a ripple effect far beyond the 5 minutes or 30 minutes or however long you're sitting there. It's the conversations that spring up afterwards that have that immeasurable impact, you know, something we'll never see the impact of, but we know it's happening. And we've seen it happen even still more and more over time, seeing that turnaround occur. And just the power of storytelling seems like a great way to address this question and come up with ideas as a community, as a society, how we can pivot, adapt, and move forward and see this as an opportunity for innovation instead of just falling apart and giving up.
Well, I think that's, you know, I really like your point, Sean, because I think we've tried to be pretty clear that we would not purport to have any answers, right? This is a time of questions. We are where we are. How do we start the conversation? How do we get at these questions? So I think the main goal of the festival, as Sean said, really is to start the conversation, to ask the questions and start the discussions that we need to have.
And I see that the festival will be featuring not just films, but also educational programming and speakers. Leith, that seems kind of like your stock in trade. You were executive director of Columbia Center for the Arts. And before that, you were the director of arts in education of the Gorge.
Yes. Well, that is certainly, this is our launch of what we hope to be an annual festival. And the programming regarding education will be mostly within the films. We are inviting some young filmmakers, some future filmmakers to the event in hopes that they will be exposed to filmmakers and content that will really inspire and help them move forward with their craft. And so a lot of the education will be around the actual films themselves and also which filmmakers and talent come to discuss the process and the art of filmmaking and how we can expose that to whoever wants to improve that skill.
You know, we went through our selections these last couple of days, and it's amazing the international representation that we have and how much we learned just watching all the films that were submitted. And the ones that we ended up curating to the finish line have that educational mode just baked in because we're exploring all these different cultures and all these different places around the world and really finding those people that are moving things forward in a positive direction. And like Lee said, once we get the filmmakers in to present, that's going to be baked in really beautifully to everyone's experience.
But to your original question there, Concha, I would say that, yeah, year one, we want to make sure we can do this. So it is a one day, one venue event. But certainly our goal was from the beginning and remains is, yeah, we would love it if the first weekend of every November, Hood River is crawling with film fans and filmmakers. And we've got, you know, four venues going and we do have speakers and we've got spoken word and other things going on. So I think we've got a pretty clear vision, but of course we want to succeed first year. So that's how we're starting. But yeah, so that is certainly our vision.
Well, the venue is The Ruins in Hood River, and Hood River, Oregon has become a destination for outdoor recreation. It's an hour from Portland, but it attracts hikers and cyclists and windsurfers from around the world. November is probably not the high season, but you're looking to draw more people into Hood River during the rainy season.
Yeah, I think we feel like, you know, it's a very popular destination for all the things that you just mentioned, but the cultural side of this community is really growing in a lot of ways. There's a lot of talented people here and a lot of people really interested in the cultural side of life and you know, as a good quality of life experience here. And so we feel that this area is really primed to handle and host a world-class film festival. And we're the seed, we're starting the seed, and we really hope that it will grow into something that will draw people at a time where the weather's still decent. You know, we're not, hopefully not in major snowstorms or anything, so getting here won't be a problem, but there won't be a fight for hotel rooms and a fight for the accommodation resources and restaurants and all the wineries and cool things to do while you're here that we're offering an additional sort of extension of the season.
Well, there's been a lot of disappointment among arts groups in Oregon recently about support for the arts. How is that going in the Gorge? What is the community in the Columbia Gorge like as far as support for the arts goes?
I think it's a great question. I mean, because certainly Hood River is known for the things you mentioned, but there's always been a pretty vibrant art scene here. I remember, so Leith and I have known each other for many years, and I had been away from the city and got to move back, and we were catching up and talking about this possibility, and she says, well, we need to meet Sean. I didn't know Sean, but come to find out he's an absolutely, you know, world-known filmmaker. There's are tons of these little gems and out here of folks that are incredibly talented. One of our advisors and hopefully the MC for our event used to be the director of the Telluride Film Festival. There's just quite a few people out here like that. We also purposely aligned the event with the first Friday, with the first weekend of the month. Always had a pretty solid first Friday art event here. So while the other things you mentioned get most of the billing, there always has been a pretty vibrant art scene out here. And we're really kind of hoping to push that forward. And I think doing that on a shoulder season gives us that opportunity.
Yeah, and I'll as well, you know, as a professional artist living in the Gorge, I've lived a lot of places in the country, and I've been in the Gorge 7 years now, and I can't think of a place that has been more supportive to a career artist than Hood River by a long shot on every level. And that stems from when I first got there, trying to build education programs, teaming up with Arts and Education of the Gorge and folks like that, and the support that happened right out of the gate as an unknown. And then through COVID, the way that the community gathered around us to keep us afloat as artists and finding opportunities was just outstanding. And I think seeing that was really encouraging, knowing we are kind of going in some uncharted waters here with the film festival. But, you know, the team can speak to this for sure. The amount of support we've gotten in a very short order is pretty amazing. We have several grants. We have lots of sponsors. The momentum that came behind us in just a few short months, I think, is just proof's in the pudding. It's a testament to how supportive this community is for something that is virtually an unknown. I mean, people are putting a lot of trust in us and a lot of support. And while it didn't come without work, we put a tremendous amount of effort and work into it. It came fairly easily compared to some other experiences I've had. You know, what you mentioned is true. And I think that when you have something that we know has an impact, that people are getting behind it.
When I was guiding somewhere in the mountain, and at that time, my father, he fallen from the hill. That night, actually, we were sitting all parents and children together, and he was telling me, if you can do something here, bring clinic here and help us here. This is my journey to make successful my father's dream and my dream. When I stepped out from Kumari, then I could see what things we need for the basic life. Just 5 years ago, we didn't have anything here.
And from your perspective, there was another
trouble. Have I heard that? Big shock.
This is the place. This is the things I have done.
That was a clip from Kumari, A Father's Dream. You're listening to Words and Pictures. I'm your host, S.W. Conser. And today we're talking about the Gorge Impact Film Festival, a one-day event taking place this November. I'm joined by Festival Director Alan Hickenbottom, Program Director Leith Gaines, and Creative Director Sean O'Connor. Before we get back to the conversation, I'd like to take a moment to remind our listeners that KBOO is in the midst of our membership drive. We hope that you've been enjoying our programming and that you'll take a moment to pledge your support. There are all kinds of ways to join KBOO. On the web, you can visit kboo.fm/give. You can also text KBOO to 44321. And if you prefer to go analog, we're always happy to receive a contribution in the mail. The address of the station is 20 Southeast 8th Avenue in Portland, 97214. Again, the webpage is kboo.fm/give. On your mobile device, you can text KBOO to 44321. And of course, you can reach us by mail at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue in Portland, 97214. And now let's talk some more with our guests. Yeah, Alan, you've worked in the alternative energy industry, and have you been calling in some of your chits with local people to step up and help out with support for the festival?
Gosh, I haven't really had to. And most of what we've done now to this point has been within the Hood River community. We'll just, I think now that we've got our film selected and can move ahead on that, we'll be reaching out more to kind of the folks I know, which tend to be more in the Portland area, the folks that are deeply involved in the renewable energy space, both from a kind of policy and a development standpoint. So yeah, I've gotten a lot of encouragement from my friends and colleagues, you know, on the other side of the gorge, but we've just gotten an awful lot of support out here as well. So I think now that we've got the film selected and we're really going to start to push to start to sell tickets and get people in seats out here. But yeah, now comes that. We've got our films. We'll get our trailer going. And now it becomes the scary moment to make sure we get people in seats.
And Sean, you may be the most globetrotting of the group here. You've worked for National Geographic. You've worked for Smithsonian Magazine. Are you helping bring in some folks from outside to be a part of the scene at the festival?
Absolutely, yeah. And just to confirm, I haven't worked for either of those. I've sold some imagery to both. I have publications in both for sure, but not worked for them. So, you know, I actually had the wonderful opportunity this year. I was working on a film for 10 years before we released it, finally made it out, and it's done extremely well. You know, it's taken now 7 awards in 5 countries, and I had to tour it around the world this year to all these festivals, which is a huge inspiration for what we're doing now. And that has built a global network. It isn't amazing how quickly that turned around and how much we were able to kind of leverage those relationships that started to make this a reality as well, both in, you know, the people that we could reach out directly to and then the other content that we got. We quickly built a really wonderful relationship with the Vancouver International Mountain Film Festival in BC. Our film took the top award there, which led to a lot of wonderful conversations with the people who are running it. And they've been extremely supportive with sharing contacts and resources and social media and helping us to reach a global voice. So to answer your question, it's absolutely, we couldn't do it without those networks and those connections. And having that opportunity to take my own film around the world really let me know that what we're doing in Hood River is extremely viable and vibrant, and we get to invite those friends from other countries to us now, which is really fun. Return the favor. Yeah.
Oh, before I forget, I was, you know, when I think about Portland, I mean, we really do need to make a shout out to PAMCA and the Portland Art Museum. They have stepped up as our fiscal sponsor, and our ability to get with their network and their advice has been great. Ben Pop over at PAMCA's been amazing. So definitely want to give a shout out to PAMCA and then the museum for really being helpful and helping us get this thing. Again, as Sean said earlier, the amount of confidence and sort of encouragement we've gotten from folks for our first year festival has been humbling and encouraging.
So when people show up in Hood River on November 4th, what can they expect? What are some highlights of the festival?
Well, the structure of the day, it will be from 10 to 10, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. And it will be broken into sort of groupings, a morning grouping, an afternoon grouping, and an evening grouping of films. There'll be breaks in between, and there'll be panels and discussions with filmmakers in between. So there'll be about 2 to 2.5 hour blocks of films, and they'll be ranging from 3 minutes to 30 minutes or 40 minutes in each block. And hopefully some of the filmmakers will be there so they can introduce the film and have some Q&As afterwards. And that's all I know at this time.
Well, I guess what I wanted to say was I'm so, I guess I would say thrilled with this team, just the different skills we bring to it. I mean, Leith is an amazing event planner. As I've said many times, if this was up to me, our day would be a bucket of chicken and a half case of beer. But Leith, I just let Leith tell me what to do about getting the day ready. And then, you know, of course, where I come from in my professional life and what I work on around renewable energy and conservation work and stuff, I have stories I want to tell, I'll have any number of boring films up there that have the message I want, but Sean really pushes us towards, you know, is this a good story? Was this well done? because we can have all the data in the world in there, but if the story's not well done, if it's not a good film, we're not going to land people. So that's one of the things I've really appreciated, is just the different skills we've all brought to this, I think, have been a big help.
And Leith, you mentioned the educational focus. You've been doing a call out for student films.
We have, and we definitely have worked hard in trying to get some student films, and we might sneak one in before the scheduling goes out. But we do have one really sweetly made animated film that was made by a group of young students here in Hood River that we're really excited about. And I have talked to several high school and college age filmmakers, and it's interesting. Some of them say, I got these films, it would be really cool, but I don't have the rights for the music, or I don't have haven't quite finished it yet, or whatever all their reasons are. I think actually this festival will push a lot of these young filmmakers into figuring out how to finish their films. And I think Sean is going to be a huge resource in that, along with the other filmmakers, and sort of being able to answer those kind of questions. Like, how do I get this film in there? What do I, you know? And so I'm hoping that will be a piece that will develop over time, that there'll be a chance for young filmmakers who have films but can't either finish them, or there's right issues, or there's editing issues, or whatever it is, that can be addressed through this program.
Oh, and I also want to mention, thanks for the reminder, Leith, because I know you and Sean worked on a Quintanero film together. That's unrelated to the festival. Maybe we can even show that. But we've tried quite hard to reach out to both local youth communities, but also the regional tribal communities. The folks at Confluence have been super helpful. Looks like there'll be at least one of their films in there. And Woody Hunt at Thule Films has also been really helpful. So especially with us living, you know, here on the Columbia near Celilo and all of that history, it's been pretty important for us to try and pull some of those voices in. So again, that was frankly another nice referral from Ben at PAMCUT, but it's been really nice to engage with the local native filmmakers, of which there are several. So we really are hoping to bring those voices as well. But before I had ever got involved with this, Sean and Leith were already collaborating on a film together here locally.
Yeah, of course, you've got the history of Celilo Falls in the gorge there. That was a community that went back millennia, just a gathering place for thousands of years. And, you know, the challenge of coming to terms with that indigenous history and the settler history. Also, the Hood River area has its challenges on the subjects of conservation and energy. There's freight tracks running through the town. And in 2016, an oil train derailed and caught fire in the nearby town of Mosier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which was a wild thing to have to experience locally, and even had the opportunity to film it, and had this kind of revelation that I spent some time driving in my gas vehicle and my synthetic clothing with my big plastic camera. And then I went and made this piece about something that I was 100% contributing to. I think the larger story there is Arlene Burns, who is one of our judges, and who Alan mentioned earlier. She's an advisor to us. She has this deep, deep history with filmmaking, and especially in this space. She was the mayor of Mosier during that time, and the way that she was able to see a way to leverage that opportunity for benefit for Mosier, for benefit of education, for really working hard to make sure that these things wouldn't happen anymore, especially in our community. That was one of those times when I watched her work, who's not with us now, and was really impressed with the way that she was able to turn something really sour and really bad into a positive educational environmental win. And so to have her on our team as a result is just thrilling for us. I think she comes with a wealth of knowledge and background. So you mentioned the Mosier derailment, and she was right on the forefront of that, right in Mosier. Yeah.
Well, we seem to be out of the pandemic now, fingers crossed, at least as far as in-person gatherings go. We've had a number of virtual and hybrid film festivals for the past few years. And is the Gorge Impact Film Festival going to feature some online options, maybe some video of the speakers and events to watch later?
Not this year. we I, I, can't speak for the whole team. We've brought it up just a little bit. We haven't come to an agreement on that all the way. Eventually, we'd love that. We would love for people who can't make it to the Gorge to still get some of this experience for sure. But as Leith mentioned, the future is multi-day, multi-venue, a much larger deal. And in year one, we made a really hard decision right off the bat to keep it as simple and clean as possible. Knock it out of the park with simplicity so we can have a foundation to build on.
So make it out to Hood River and do an in-person gathering.
Yes.
Please.
And you've already got a Gorge Impact Film Festival in the works for next year.
That's the plan. We're hoping it will be an ongoing annual event. And it's really, this year is really a process for all of us. We're really interested in the feedback and the response, the reception, the, you know, what we're going to hear back from the community and the local area from Portland to Seattle to wherever. What is this going to work? Do we want to continue? Do we want to see this grow and support it? You know, we have this great idea. We believe in it. We're psyched about it. But, you know, it's going to really be up to the community to show us that they think this is a good idea too and get behind us.
That is our hope. But yeah, we as what John said, yeah, we just want to make sure we can pull this off. So we've kept it simple this year. But yeah, that is certainly our goal, that every year, first weekend in November, that yeah, Hood River's full of film fans. That's our hope.
You've been listening to Words and Pictures. I'm your host, SW Conser. And we've been talking today about the Gorge Impact Film Festival, a one-day event taking place this November. Our guests have been Festival Director Alan Hickenbottom, Program Director Leith Gaines, and Creative Director Sean O'Connor. Alan, Leith, Sean, great to have you on the show.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity.
Happy to be here.
And for those listeners who might be interested in finding out more about the Gorge Impact Film Festival, where would they look?
Please come to the Gorge Impact Film Festival on Saturday, November 4th in Hood River, Oregon at the Ruins. And if you're interested in tickets, please go to gorgefilm.org.
Gorgefilm.org. Before we go, I'd like to remind all of our listeners that this community radio station needs your support. To become a member of KBOO or to arrange for a donation of any size, please visit kboo.fm/give. You can also text KBOO to 44321. Or if you prefer, you can mail a contribution to the station at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue in Portland, 97214. Again, the webpage is kboo.fm/give. On your mobile device, you can text KBOO to 44321. And of course, you can reach us by mail at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue in Portland, 97214. Thanks to all our listeners on the radio dial and on the web. You can find an archived version of this show later today at kboo.fm/wordsandpictures. And be sure to follow us on social media at Words and Picture.